All right, it's the rundown, July 18th. It's the rundown, July 18th. Happy birthday to Keegan, his first
Happy
birthday.
Happy birthday, Keegs.
The big one. Clap it up for my boy. We got Nate in on the rundown since we all just got back from D.C. and the rundown, the All-Star game was down there, so we'd have our D.C., Baltimore, DMV guy on the scene today. The rundown, of course, is brought to you by Body Armor.
Body Armor.
The sports drink. I sweat my dick off. Yeah.
It was
in DC.
It's my bad. Like, your town is
your
a fucking problem. And by the way, this morning, beautiful.
I know.
It was so comfy this morning.
I got back to New York last night, and I walk out, and it was like 75 at night, and I was like, I was never happier to be back in this scumbag city than after leaving your scumbag city.
Bad week to go.
It was terrible, and everybody was hot, but I was sweating like profusely. By the way, I have Tide to Go on my shirt, so rather than tweet me 55,000 times, yes, I have two stains on my shirt. I was the only one that looked like I had been swimming in a pool in my clothes.
You were showering all the time.
My hair was wet. I had the belly sweat going. So the only thing that kept me alive, I was slugging Body Armor.
Yeah.
I was replenishing those electrolytes with my Body Armor. I was drinking the Octo Orange and the watermelon one. Strawberry watermelon, I think it is. That's it. Body Armor. I owe you my life. The only reason I am still alive today is because of Body Armor. The Octo Orange.
Mookie Betts also is Body Armor.
Mookie Betts, Mike Trout hitting home runs off my guy DeGrom. Yeah. All because of the Body Armor. The Octo Orange is the official drink of UFC. They got the AL MVPs one way or the other. Mm. They've got all the bloggers here. They are the premier sports drink in the world today. Tommy Smokes, of course, drinks it. That's just his 2 cents. Tommy murdered someone today on Twitter. You see that?
I saw
just
that.
Just assassinated some sucker at Fordham.
You know him too, Tommy?
It had to be.
like, are you? You haven't graduated, right?
No, he did.
Oh, you graduated? Okay.
He's a year younger.
Okay, so I thought you were going to go back to class with that kid and just be like, "What's up?"
No, but you know what? That kid probably was like, "All right, thank God Tommy Smokes is gone. Mm. I'm going to like be the man now." No. You thought you escaped the wrath of Thomas Smokes? No, you did not.
I did what needed to be done.
Yeah. Let's get to the All-Star game. Who won?
AL. I went to the game last night. I had to search who won this morning just because I didn't even drink. I was so tired just from everything yesterday and like the heat.
When I say week, I mean 2 days.
I nursed one beer the entire game, left in the seventh, and was home asleep before the game ended.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird. Everybody complained, and rightfully so, that the home field advantage rule was too much. But now you take it away, and it's like, this game is fucking stupid. Like, you can't.
It's weird.
You do damn if you don't.
It was a good game. It was a good game, but it's weird when everyone's good. I was kind of like, it's almost like a weird complaint, but it's just kind of like I kept being like, oh, I want to get up and get a hot dog. Like, oh shit, no, I want to see Arenado hit. I want to see fucking Trout.
And everybody pitches, one or two innings, so it's like there's never a moment where you're like, all right, you know when it's like the bottom in the seventh, exactly. This guy's gassed, the heart of the order's up. That never ever happens. It's just like everybody's good at all.
Like from the tip, like the Max versus Trout like showdown, like the Nats manager was like, I hope he doesn't go out there and start throwing 99 after he's been throwing 97. All season, and he was throwing 99.
Everybody dials it up. Yeah. If you're a competitor, you dial it up in the All-Star game. But the real story that came out of last night's game was Josh Hader.
Hey, and there too, I had a couple of real stories.
Okay.
Before we get to Hader. Hader's the main event. First real story, your ballpark is just terrible. Terrible. It's has no life.
Does this mean you agree?
I sent him a text. Yeah. I was like, they built the Nats Park without like character. It doesn't have like defining like characteristic that makes you be like, I want to go back. It's clean. It's
nice. That's the big thing. It's clean.
It's great for like a Saturday afternoon game, but like John's right. Like it just doesn't have like that it factor that you think like a new stadium should have.
Mm-hmm. Even last night, I figured for the All-Star game, you pull out the stops. Like everyone working the concessions was like, this fucking sucks, whatever. And then like I did
you can't 100 degrees. Blame like concession people.
No, but you kind of like all of that factors into like the atmosphere, right? Like. There was no like local like fucking feel to it. There were no like crab cake stand. So everything was just like everything had Nathan's hot dogs and French fries. That was it.
I
eat at the game anyway,
unique,
but still like cool
distinguishing
kind
of type of
right. And then I like to do a lap when I go to a new ballpark. I like to do a lap around the concourse and kind of see a different couple of angles of the game and shit like that. There's no standing room there.
It's
there's like I did half the game. If you're walking in the outfield, they have a bar almost in front of it all, so you can't see the field from out right there. When you're walking behind home, there's a bar there, so you can't see the field from there. And so you can basically only see the field from your seat. And I don't really give a shit about that.
I don't like sitting in my seat at ball games. I'm like, I never go to my
seat.
In
the playoffs, I stay in my seat and watch the game.
Yeah, that's about the
when
only
time. When a fucking regular season, I watch seven different spots.
There's actually no excuse for a new stadium not being, like, perfect.
Yeah.
You know?
But, I mean, it's a weird complaint because, like, you know, you need in order to get character, you need to have history. Nationals don't really have much history.
But even, like, City Field stinks. The Mets stink. But City Field's awesome. Everyone says that's a good park to go to.
New Yankee Stadium sucks, dude. New Yankee Stadium, like watching a game in a Walmart.
The things I don't like about Nats Park is you're just facing, like, condos being built because, like, D.C. doesn't have a skyline. Yeah. So, like, I think, like, cities like Pittsburgh and, like, stuff like that who build these new stadiums, like, D.C. can't do that.
Shout out to that little area. We learned it was voted one of the top 12 coolest neighborhoods in the world, Nate.
Which is
what? The Ballpark District.
Yeah, so that's all brand new.
Forbes said it was the best neighborhood in the world. It looked like
everything was under construction.
With condos
maybe one day it will be, but like, everything was under construction.
A lot of Buffalo Wild Wings.
And the second thing I wanted to bring up, that selfie that Luis Severino took, that's a motley fucking crew that was playing infield. They are all ridiculously. First of all, they were all named Jose. Jose Ramirez looked terrible. Jose Abreu looked terrible. Jose Altuve looked confused. Like, everyone was just very, very out to fucking
lunch. Bomb squad pick, though, man.
Oh, yeah, a lot of talent in the pick. As far as baseball goes. In the face,
not so
much.
The Josh Hader tweets from last night.
Oh, boy.
Wildly aggressive. I do think when they cut to the dugout, and who was it looking? It was Cruz and somebody else. Who was it?
Gene Segura.
They were looking at their iPhone. Like, I do think they were looking at those tweets because like,
They probably got a hot text.
Yeah,
like, check
I genuinely think that was the joke, but I really think they were checking the tweets.
I love they
So, like, hard N bombs, I think a hard F bomb, just all together.
I think
like,
he had a white power.
He had gaze. Like, just a statement of fact.
KKK
stuff.
Yeah, he was real. He had a Photoshop Trayvon one. That one wasn't.
Yeah, right. That wasn't real. But it easily could have been.
Yeah, I was like, maybe.
That was some of the most aggressive tweets you'll see.
And 17 isn't you're too old. That's not an excuse.
Yeah.
If you were like 8, just hitting your phone, maybe. Yeah, right. But
like when
17,
Northwest
you're
was tweeting
an adult.
From Kim's phone. There's no, I mean, even.
You're not technically an adult,
even,
you're
even
old
if you
enough
are
to not
young,
say the N-word.
You're 15. I don't care. Like, that's some hardcore shit you're saying. And it's just like, if you're going to get drafted, if you're going to ever be a professional athlete, if you're ever, just fucking delete it all. Don't even delete your tweets. Delete your whole account and start a new one.
Right.
Like,
the second you realize you're something special,
Done.
And get rid of everything.
Even if you like get cocky with it, even if you like maybe might somehow be big in your field, wipe it.
Yeah, I mean, his agent should have been on that. The team should have been on. There's so many different people before it even got to him that should have been all over that. And then for it to come out during the All-Star game is just like
brutal. But that's
dude, imagine that.
His family had
to turn their shirts inside out.
They were wearing Hader jerseys. They turned it.
They didn't want to get harassed.
No way.
So they just put on generically
like you have literally shamed your family's name. Like, they cannot walk around being like, we're the Haters.
Yeah. So Tommy Smokes' friend was like, they got to like suspend him from baseball forever or something like that.
He said this is Barstool's next.
Oh, that cat. Yeah. He said, congratulations to the new Barstool employee. And that's when Tommy absolutely body bagged him.
Yeah.
Said, this is Deadspin's new employee. Oh, no, wait, you're not talented enough to work anywhere. Toss the pennies, spit on his face. This is Tommy Smokes does. We keep with baseball. Machado officially now goes to the Dodgers after we had reported handshake agreements, the good old handshake agreement.
Boy, RDT.
It was Smitty.
Smitty.
Oh,
Smitty.
It was Smitty.
That was Smitty. It was correct, it was RDT. If it was wrong, it was Smitty. that was decided down in D.C. I'm happy because I thought this was either going to be to the Yankees or to Philly.
And, I mean, he'll be coming to the Yankees.
Right.
This is a rental.
But I think that, like, they probably would have won the World Series. You know what I mean? Like, at least there's a chance that maybe they don't this year. But I think Machado, even as a rental, would have been a problem for both teams. I think Philly is capable of
I don't think he would have been a Yankees rental. I just think he's an LA rental.
I think, if he's going to the Yankees.
Yeah, right.
But I'm just happy I don't have to see it right now. So that versus the other big sports move, Kawhi going to Toronto.
The best one.
I was going to say who you got, but I think everyone.
Does Kawhi even get on a plane?
I mean, he.
Right now.
So
he
they were saying
said he doesn't have any desire to play for Toronto. This is like some Game of Thrones type of like posturing and moving. Like, all right, you want to play fucking 9 games for us and make a huge stink of it? You're going. I mean, what Stephen A. Smith said, They exiled him to another country. Like, blast you off into the sun, dude. Get the fuck out of here. You're going to the Raptors.
Big ballsy move by Toronto to think that, like, he's just going to show up happy.
Crazy. Like, most people, you're like, all right, I get that you don't want to play for our franchise, but, hey, you're a professional. You're going to play. Kawhi,
but he does have to play.
Not. He'll get fined and all that shit. But like,
you think he's just going to pay all these fines? Yeah, he will be.
I feel like he could be like, ah, re-aggravated my knee. Exactly. Can we? Whatever the fuck it was.
I guess you can find a doctor to do anything.
Fined in San Antonio.
I don't know.
Because that's what he was doing.
He was technically injured.
They were.
People were saying he should have been back from the injury, but he was still injured. I don't think you can still keep using that injury, right?
Twists this, turns that. Can pull the same stunt again.
Yeah, just drives his scooter off the
road. It's wild because I usually am a fan of, like, if you are a primetime major athlete, like, you got to take a chance on him no matter what his attitude is. This guy is getting to the point where it's like, can you?
I honestly think there's a chance he just doesn't get on the plane. You're like, no, yeah, I'm not going.
He just stamps
his feet. Like, no.
Kawhi probably doesn't even have a fucking passport. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Kawhi Leonard didn't have a passport.
What's so weird about him is that everyone talks about him being like a robot and shit, but not really. He's like clearly very emotional and has like
he's coming off very whiny, very just like prima donna. Like, play your 1 year in Toronto and then go to LA, dude. Like, you'll be okay.
It's funny. It's just like, you know, he's wildly talented, but like you're clearly not like LeBron or KD, or you can't really make decisions and pull strings the way those guys can.
You know Pop, too. Like, he probably got a better deal from L.A. He's like, nah, we're going to ship him off to Toronto.
And poor DeMar DeRozan is just like, think about that.
He had a tweet about it. Didn't he or an Instagram about it?
DeMar. What did that Instagram say? Either way, when you're going from, nobody wins here. You don't want to Toronto to San Antonio. You don't want to go San Antonio to Toronto. Both those teams, both those cities.
I'm no basketball expert, but I don't understand what Toronto's even doing. Firing a head coach of the year and then getting a guy that you know doesn't want to play for you.
I mean, they're great in the regular season, and then they stink in the playoffs.
He put up a story. It said, told one thing and the outcome another. Can't trust them, ain't no loyalty in this game. Sell you out quick for a little bit of nothing. Soon you'll understand. Don't disturb.
But that's I do respect that. That is the way the world works. And, like, I like players who are like, look, I'm not going. Like, I'm not playing for you. I don't want to play for you. I know I mean nothing to you. I know. I'm gonna get the leverage.
I don't respect when you.
It's business.
Like, you can't do that though. It's like you can't just not play and then also think that you get to decide and have all the leverage.
I saw a tweet breakdown today that it'll eventually that 1 year of sitting out will eventually cost them $80 million for a year.
I mean. Hope was worth
that's
it.
That's not getting the leverage. He didn't do it right. I respect trying to do it.
If you do everything like professionally, and then you want to like pick and choose where you go and force your way in or out of a place, fine. But if you're gonna just not play, then I don't think you deserve anything. I think it's fair game to do whatever you want with Kawhi Leonard. Fuck what he wants, because he clearly was only thinking about himself. So why consider him with your feelings?
I agree.
Second half of the rundown is brought to you by.
It's brought to you by. Keeps. There it is. Go keeps.com/rundown and get your first month
free. Free, Nate.
There you go.
Keeps
offers the only 2 FDA-approved hair loss products clinically proven to keep the hair you have. These are generic versions of established medications. Signing up takes less than 5 minutes.
How many?
Less than 5. Thank you, Kevin. I was setting you up for that, John. And it's only $10 to $35 a month. Keeps. Hair today and hair tomorrow.
That's right.
Keeps.com/rundown.
Maybe my least favorite person on the planet Earth.
Me.
Oh, Nate, I love you, babe.
Let's go.
This, I think it was a girl who wrote this article.
Oh, yeah.
About how to survive in Manhattan on a $25 an hour salary. She breaks down her budget, her rent, her expenses, her lifestyle, and just kind of casually drops in there that she makes $25 an hour. Also has an $800 a month allowance from her parents, $150 from grandpa a month, and her rent is $2,100. But her parents pay that too. So here's how to survive in Manhattan on $25 per hour.
Also, they pay your cell phone bills.
Live rent free and expense free.
Her health care.
Her health insurance.
Yeah.
So here's how to survive. Here's how to pay your bills when you don't have any bills.
Her only 3 expenses per month are her Brazilian wax.
Yes.
Her movie
necessity.
Pass.
Necessity.
Necessary. And her Equinox pass. But here's the deal. I hate doing this.
Movies. Like,
I hate doing this. We were talking about it the other day, and Like I people get are too quick to say things are fake because, as we said, life is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, life is
is hilarious. So most of the shit's true, but this one I feel like is too much.
I mean, he's not wrong. That's a good way to.
You think that she?
I just think it's all made up.
She just wrote this article to just get clicks.
Yeah, Brett referenced it actually, where there was that one that was fake a couple months ago about my parents paid for Coachella and I'm tired.
Yes.
Of, like,
yeah,
whatever.
Question. Yeah.
And does Refinery 29 let anybody publish on the site, or is that like an actual?
There's no name attached to this.
It's anonymous.
So they just took an anonymous submission and they published it.
Yeah.
I could see. Yeah.
Because then she's even like, she goes into extent where like, when she's at work, I mostly sit around and do nothing, and then
it's too much.
Oh, so you think it's
like she makes her breakfast every morning is avocado toast. And it's like that's
you're checking all the cliche boxes.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing is that much like the Josh Hader tweets, like it still could be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like there are that many young assholes out there that would be like, yeah, no. Which makes sense. It's
also, to be fair, and even pretty much everyone here was that young asshole. Like, everyone downstairs is, like, that young asshole who's getting a lot of help.
Yeah, but they wouldn't write an article.
That's what I'm saying. They wouldn't write the article.
I mean,
there's
hand up. My parents paid for my education. They paid for my rent. They paid for my bills. I would say it. I wouldn't be, like, preaching about how to survive.
Right.
Even the, it said, like, student loans. Like, I don't have any. It's like, you just wouldn't put that in there.
No.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So she was including so much that, yeah, maybe you're right.
There are, these people do exist. There are those dickheads. But I just don't, I think they're at least self-aware enough to just be like, if asked, I'll tell the truth. But I'm not going to go out there spreading it. When I was an intern, when I was first an intern here 9 years ago, like, my parents paid my rent.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been able to be an intern here.
No, I mean, you were eating Kraft singles on like just bread.
Yeah, I didn't get any money. They paid my rent.
Oh,
I didn't get any
money.
What
did you do? You got tomato soup and you just put a Kraft single on top of it.
Put a Kraft single on top of it.
Yeah,
that's what I had for breakfast.
That's some poor people
shit. Every day.
I mean, that was when you were getting $500 a month, maybe. It was when Dave decided that month you were getting.
If it was, sometimes this month, like, yeah, I can't afford to pay this month.
It was like if Dave bought too many like on demand movies at his own house that day, that month, like, you wouldn't get any money.
I say Keith wrote his breakdown from when he lived in New York on $1,000 a month or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, what did he do? Like, live in like eight people and he just
lived. It was probably a four bedroom with five guys.
That's life.
It was $25,000. We were splitting the money.
Jeez.
And again, that was also like when Dave decides to send the check.
Yeah. The one of my favorite lines ever on Barstool is still Keith he went like 3 months without ever getting a check. And he said, I'm pretty sure Dave just writes K Marco in crayon and puts it in the mail.
Dave,
and he's like,
Dave,
K Marco, New York.
When you bring that up to Dave, he's like, no, that didn't happen. And then he's like, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's entirely possible.
Dude,
that
he
just thought K Marco would get the post office figured out. We wrap up today with this video of this Uber driver who was peeing in a bottle while driving around a fair. I mean, it's gross, don't get me wrong, but like, I don't know, who cares, man?
Yeah,
get me from point A to point B, and I don't care what you do.
I'd rather you do that than fucking pull over.
Certainly.
If you pulled over to run into a bathroom, I'd be furious.
I mean,
if you took your dick out in the car, I'd be like, whatever, man, you gotta do.
It's also like,
as long as
I'm not
talking to you, like,
yeah,
I'd rather
you also
have
gotta be like
talking.
Looking and filming, like, right. Sit back there and mind your business. We get mad at Uber drivers when they talk to us and bother us, right? You mind your business back there.
Yeah.
Bury your head in your phone like everybody does. My Uber driver could be peeing all over the place. I wouldn't know. I keep my head down, and if you get me there, I'm happy.
That's all.
End of story. So. Let the Uber driver live, man. I peed in the bottle the other day in my car.
Did you?
Yeah.
I've never done it while driving.
It was not easy.
I've done some fucked up stuff
like
while driving.
But it was like that or like being in my pants, so.
You're just sitting in traffic.
I've done in the backseat of cars.
You were stuck in Manhattan traffic. I was like, all right, I'm here. Like, I'm good. And then I was trying to get across town, and it was a disaster. And I was peeing, and I went by a truck that was like higher up. And the guy was just sitting in the passenger side.
Looking down, yeah.
And like, the traffic stopped me, and like, he definitely could see down. So that guy probably saw me.
Yeah, he wasn't too impressed.
No, definitely was not.
When you were a kid.
What do you pee? Did you pee in a water bottle? You had like a big Gatorade.
It was a big Poland Spring.
Okay.
And it was like it was like Dumb and Dumber. I was like, I needed to slide another one in.
As a kid, like, I could get away with a regular water bottle, but.
Well, now that's why you got the body armor. You get the 32 ouncer, replenish, rehydrate, and then you
just
can use recycle
it
as well. Body armor. It's also a toilet. All right, that's it for the rundown. Anything for the after show? Your city stinks, man.
Oh, I was going to say, no, it's a great city. It's like Jonah Hill.
Yo, wait, by the way, Brett, did you guys went sightseeing at 3 a.m.?
It's the best.
Why at 3 a.m. were you drunk?
Everything's open.
The best.
Yeah, we were pretty drunk.
Oh, you yeah. Oh, yeah, you were drunk.
We were hammered. We got back to the hotel. We had a drink, and then we're like, "You guys want to do like the Monuments tour?" And like,
yeah. So you got city bikes and rode around DC
city
drunk.
Bikes till 3 a.m. Yeah.
We should have done the Segways or the Birds.
I can't believe
the Birds are.
We like
dope.
We were like supposed to do that. No, we were like supposed to do it, and then we just forgot, and we saw it on like the last day. We're like, we were supposed to do
I
it.
I never saw a station though. I never
no,
saw
I
somewhere.
Didn't see that. I just saw someone riding. We were at the Capitol. And we were gonna go to the Washington Monument.
It's too far away.
And it looked like it was about 250,000 miles away.
You'll have to go in the fall.
So we just saw Duck Ramp.
But also the
Duck Ramp was the highlight.
Duck Ramp was amazing. There was a little ramp in like the one of like the reflecting ponds or whatever.
Yeah.
That it was like designed for ducks to walk up the ramp and get in. It was the cutest goddamn thing I've ever seen. Way more entertaining or way more cool than any of the other sightseeing. The problem with DC is
Kevin called the Capitol Police security guards. And they were
yo. So
not
we were all
happy.
Fucking around. Me,
you like called them?
No. Listen, our crew and then Dallas Braden's crew were both filming things, and Dallas was like fucking around. He threw his water bottle at Jared. Jared ducked it, and it just went flying, and it like skipped off the ground and went right past a police officer's feet.
Good.
And he was like, one cop was young, and he was a stoolie. I could tell. And then this cop was like bald head, shades on, like just he was such a stereotypical cop. And I was like fucking around with Dallas back. I was like, Dallas, come on, man. You're embarrassing us. You almost hit the security guard with a water bottle.
Oh, no.
And he was like, police officer. Like, okay, so sorry. And the young cop was like, sorry, man. The guy's a dick. But yeah, he was not happy with that at all. I thought he was like a, you know, capital. But he was a sightseeing.
As soon as you
guard.
Said that, I was like, oh shit. Because only because I'd seen a sign that said Capitol Police. And I'd just seen that
I'm
guy,
just
and I said,
for it to
that
be
guy's
like,
gonna get
imagine
mad.
Like, yeah,
he was not,
mad.
None too happy. This whole city, though, is predicated upon sightseeing, which is stupid.
How about Keith, by the way, walking in the midst of a police standoff in New York?
Yeah, he just kind of brushed over that story.
I didn't see that.
He said he was just like walking through the streets at night and then like, headed in his phone and like saw some homeless guy doing something weird. And then he heard, gun, gun, gun. And he looked up and there was a cop like gun drawn. And this guy, he just
here
kept
he comes.
Walking. Oh, yeah. He was just like,
oh, look at Big Smile Keith.
Yeah. He just like, kept walking.
Big
right?
Smile Keith.
Yeah, I almost got shot in an act of police brutality. It wasn't
you should have done that and just got and get sued.
Target the white bloggers.
I wouldn't have.
I am a white Jewish male. I was assaulted and shot by the cops.
It wasn't
you're
like
cash in, dude.
It wasn't a real cop. It was
uh-oh.
A guy who was
security guard.
Enough to have a gun, a real gun, and had like cop written on his back or something. But he was on the radio and had the gun.
Yeah.
And I had my headphones in, obviously, and I was just walking and I saw the guy freaking out. He wasn't homeless. He was like
what time?
Well
it was like 1 a.m., right?
No, it was earlier than that. But I couldn't sleep, so I've been trying to go on some walks, you know?
Yeah.
And
it was
I had
like
my
late
head.
Night.
Yeah, it was late night and I had my headphones in.
Brushing over
and
there.
I saw him going crazy, but I didn't want to like cross the street and like, because that might offend him. So I just kept walking.
Let's take that guy's feelings into
I don't want to be like. Whatever. So I walked by and I saw him yelling. So I took this headphone out and it was hanging here. And he was like, I just heard gun a lot. And then I took this headphone out and turned my head and the cop was just pointing the gun at him. And I just literally just walked by. And I didn't want to film it or anything because I thought the crazy guy would beat the shit out of me.
Yeah.
And this guy didn't look like he was willing to help if that happened. Sure. So I just kept walking.
He just started firing bullets blindly.
Yeah,
like,
I was gonna say,
I'll
also,
kill one of them.
The guy who just has like cop written on his shirt is not,
yeah.
You know, I'm not confident with his gun.
I didn't think he would make an effort. Yeah, he would probably just drive away. So I, just walked past it.
Now
that's
you're
New York.
New York. Yeah. Just walk through hey. Gunfire.
Did you even like change your gait? Did you change speed? Or you're like, I'm just gonna keep.
No, I kept going. I just strolled right through. I just like did this and like did this and then did this.
Fucking city.
That's how I handle all my problems in life. If I don't look at them, it will be fine.
Yeah.
All
right.
Thanks, man. Yeah, well, you know, that's New York for you, but DC was just littered with homeless people, and it was.
They
too
don't
hot.
Have. They're not homeless. They just make homes on the sidewalk.
They're home
it's
full.
A tough
this
economy.
Dude had a nightstand.
It's a tough economy, man.
He had a fucking...
This one guy.
One of those big blow-up mattresses.
He had like a Lisa mattress.
And a nightstand.
He had a nightstand, and he was just like this. He was like just leaning, just like chilling. I was like...
He's the most comfortable person in D.C.
And I'm sitting there walking.
I think he had a book on the nightstand. It was
I'm
ridiculous.
Pouring with sweat. I'm dying. And he's just like cool as a cucumber hanging out. Like, that's my life. They're so... Your city has
he was
so
wearing
many
house
homeless
shoes.
People. They're like good at being homeless.
It's a...
Like, this ain't no thing.
It's a nice place.
It's just... It's homeless people and sightseeing. Two of my least favorite things in the world.
And minorities.
Man, that's you, man. I don't know I'm out on D.C. Are you? Wait, you're
Oh, we also
right?
saw that when we were doing
You live in Baltimore, right?
I lived in D.C. I never lived in Baltimore.
No? Oh, okay. So no. It is your city.
I only lived in D.C.
That place stinks.
Yeah.
I'm so out on D.C. I never want to go
back. I mean, no. I mean, it's nice. You just went during, like, the hottest week of the year.
I wouldn't really say it's nice.
I'd say it's, like, really pleasant for the most part.
Disagree.
I got out of my cab one night we went out, Monday night or Sunday night we went out, and I got out of my cab. And I saw the Capitol all lit up, and I was like, that's pretty cool. It was like a cool sight to see.
Yeah,
I didn't need to get up and walk to it the next morning. That was unnecessary.
I don't think like seeing things is a big deal.
When you go to like the number one sightseeing city in the world and you're not a big sightseer, I could see how you don't like it.
Yeah, it's not a match made in heaven.
Kevin Clancy didn't like something. Well, now I've heard
like,
it all.
Sightseeing is like, I don't know why anybody likes that.
We discussed
that. I think a lot of people like it.
I know, it doesn't make sense to me. It's like you just see things.
Yes, that's generally what sightseeing is.
I can see it.
Wait, okay, let me put that together.
I like seeing natural sights. I like seeing mountains and shit like that. I don't care much for like
a
tall cement edifice.
Yeah,
that's not true. If you go to like Seattle, you want to see the Space Needle.
See, I wouldn't care about
that. I would care about that.
That would not interest me.
I didn't care. I could see the Washington Monument and I was like, that's too far to walk right now.
But you see it and you marvel in it.
I didn't marvel
in it. I marveled at the duck ramp.
It was too fucking smoggy.
Thank you. The duck ramp was the best sightseeing monument in the whole goddamn city.
Oh, that's what they built.
If you ever go to DC, go to the duck ramp.
That's your rundown.
I gotta go to the bathroom. I've had to go since we started talking about it.
Keep.com.